Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Esprit Radio.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
That's right. Welcome to our neighborhood. Welcome to Black on Black Crime, our point counterpoint program where we talk issues, news. Sometimes we play a game or two, but we don't do crime. If you're not familiar with our program, Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. You can join in on today's topic by calling in or sending your comments in the chat room. With that being said, on with the show.
Welcome again to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. Now, on this program, of course, if this is your first time calling, welcome. On this program, we have Stephen A. Smith's Firestorm on Domestic Violence. We have a couple of old programming notes that we missed, so we're going to talk about Indy Ivory when she wrote and spoke about Blue Ivy's hair. I guess we should talk about that. Uncle Ruckus Watch, we never talked about Stacey Dash joining Fox News. We have Eric Michael Eric Dyson at the NAND convention. He made that comment to Cornel West. He just said that you ain't that important, is what he said. We have that, entertainment updates, and more. So I just want to welcome you to the show. If this is your first time here, you can call in and join us at area code 909-265-9189. Remember to hit 1 on your line if you want to join us. And if you have some comments about some of our past shows and want to check them out, you can write us, email us, bobc@soulofsyracuse.com, or join our Facebook page at facebook.com/bobcshow. And also, you know, you can always check us out in the archives at espritradio.soulofsyracuse.com/bobc. All right, I think I got all of those in there. Now, we like to start the show off with, just want to welcome you on the show and say that chat room will be open. I know I'm a little slow with the chat room, but the chat room, I'll open it in a second. And if you want to join in, I want to welcome everyone who's on the line. Hit 1 on the line. For those in the archives, hey, we're live every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you want to join in on the show. Now, our last show, if you want to go check that one out in the archives, that would be our show with, you know, honoring the phenomenal woman, Maya Angelou, Dr. Maya Angelou. And we did, you know, her on MLK Day, talking to Tupac, and Denzel's speech on spirituality that went viral. And columnist and poet Kai Sims did the poem, Bring Back Our Girls. So if you want to check that in the archive, that's out there. Also, with that show, I'm trying to think what we had to follow up, but Ruby Dee passed in the meantime in between that, and we'll honor her, but we'll wait till our commish come on to talk about Ruby Dee a little bit. So we have that and more. So I just want to welcome you on to the show. We'd like to start the show off with a little bit of news and information before we get started. So this week in news, let's just talk about it. Get On Up is in theaters. It was in theaters August 1st nationwide. It stars Chadwick Boseman. He and several members of the Brown family attended the early screenings of the film. They said they loved it, including his daughter, Yama and Deanne, and his grandson, Jason, and his ex-wife, Dee Dee. So they said they loved it. Chadwick Boseman said that he ran into Yama, and she just hugged him, held on to him, and basically said that we love it. And can't wait for people to see it. And you know it's in theaters, so if you get a chance to see it, get on up. The family loved the movie, and it's, I know on Black Crime, we've talked many a days about those biopics that the family gets upset about. So this time, the family really likes it. But this biopic, begins with James Brown at 6 years old when he was abandoned by his mother, who's played by Viola Davis, and left to live with his aunt, played by Octavia Spencer, who runs a brothel. And the film ends in 1993 with a comeback concert after Brown served several years in prison for aggravated assault. We didn't really need to know that. He eluded police in a car chase. So that's how the film ends. But, again, they love the film. So if you get a chance to check it out, hey, it's a get on up. James Brown. That's all I have to say. Now, last week, you know, celebrities, business leaders, and corporate sponsors turned out for to support Usher's youth empowerment initiative. It's in Atlanta. You know, he's an Atlanta native. It was hosted by Ludacris and had a star-studded President Circle Awards luncheon, star-studded gala, which drew around 450 attendees. Robert De Niro, Pharrell Williams, they all posted video messages congratulating Usher on his 15th year of his New Look Foundation. Now, he started this foundation when he was 20 years old. Usher, his nonprofit, has helped more than 21,000 children and adolescents worldwide since its inception in 1999. He said its mission is to certify disadvantaged youth and in talent, education, career, and service with a dynamic program that provides them mentors, internship, career advice, and curriculum-based leadership training and travel opportunities. Now, this is certified by Emory University, and it's backed by them. But I just wanted to say this. Out of the 21,000 kids that he's helped worldwide, 98% go to college after graduating high school. So just wanted to make sure I set that story. With Usher, 98% of those kids go to college after attending his program. Okay, so 21,000 students. He started when he was 20, and he has a good record. So just wanted to throw that out there for Usher. Now, with the Ebola outbreak back now, and we're just doing news. You're listening to Black on Black Crime, but we start the program out with news. So there's a news story out that says now, with two Americans and one Spanish person, the three non-Africans known to have Ebola got a few doses of an existing experimental drug aimed at treating the deadly disease, but none of the 1,700 Africans who contracted Ebola have received this treatment. So I just want to put that out there to say if there's a drug that they're healing the two Americans and the Spanish person with, and they're calling it experimental, but they're getting healed from Ebola, you would think that they would stop the outbreak in Africa, but I'm just reading a news story. All right, just wanted to make sure I put that out there. Now, federal judge overturned the NCAA restrictions on athletes' income. Now, the NCAA rules prohibit students from being paid for the use of their names, images, and likeness. And he said that's unreasonably restrained trade in the market of educational athletic opportunities for Division I colleges and universities. So he overturned it. Okay, the NCAA didn't want them getting any money, but now they actually have to put it in a trust for the athletes that they'll get after their college. I guess their career is not over, but when their eligibility runs out. So when they're not eligible to play NCAA sports anymore, they'll get, I think they're trying to cap it at $5,000, but I think they're going to lose that too. So the athletes will get it if they're using their names and likeness to promote any particular event. Now also, the NFL, which was also in the news, the NFL must pay and they must cover the next 65 years of medical bills for more than 20,000 retired football players suffering from concussions and concussion-borne degenerative diseases is what the federal judge ruled. So, hey, even football, you got to give it up. You're out of there. Now, also, you know, I'm sure you probably heard the story by now, but the FBI has announced that it will assist the police in St. Louis County investigating the shooting of Michael Brown, who was an unarmed black teen shot by police And for the second day running, protesters took to the streets demanding justice for Brown, who was unarmed. He was 17, shot by the police in Ferguson, Missouri over the weekend. And this is said tensions ran high outside the police department as hundreds of demonstrators came out in support or for action against the police department at the police department. So we don't know what's going on tonight, but this is only day three, I guess. And so police did announce that the FBI will launch a parallel investigation looking for civil rights violations in the case. And Brown's mother said that her son was getting ready to go to college and was visiting his grandmother on the day of the incident. So police say Brown was shot after struggling over a gun in a police car. But they're not saying why he was in the police car, and he didn't have a gun on him. But this sounds like cover-up to me. So the officer who has not been identified has been placed on leave. Okay, unarmed, 17-year-old, around 10 shots. That's all I'm saying. All right. Now, you're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. Just wanted to get some news stories out, tell you what's going on in the world before we start our program of Black on Black Crime. On this program, you know, we're talking, let's see, Stephen A. Smith, his firestorm on domestic violence. We have the NDRE, you know, writes, and she spoke about Blue Ivory's hair on Essence.com. We never talked about that, so we're going to talk about that today. Our Uncle Ruckus watches Stacey Dash with on Fox News. And Eric Dyson, I always say his name in the wrong order, spoke at a NAN convention, the National Action Network convention, and talked about Cornel West, saying that he wasn't important. So I'm definitely going to talk about that and much more on this program. Now, and other news story before we really get started, before we take our break and get started. You know, on television, one of my new favorite shows, it was starring Angela Bassett, it was American Horror Story, and they did The Covenant last season, and Angela Bassett was on, Sotelbeer, I guess, I don't know how to say her name, she was on there, Jessica Lange, Kathy Bates, really good program, very high ratings, and this year, Patti LaBelle has joined the cast of American Horror Story. Now, this one is called Freak Show. She's going to be in a recurring role playing the mother of Gabourey Sotheby, of her character, and LaBelle joins the cast of Sotheby, as well as Angela Bassett is back, Jessica Lange is back, Sarah Paulson, Evan Peters, Kathy Bates. They're all going to be joined by the newcomers of the group, Michael Chiklis, who is going to play Angela Bassett's husband, and Wesley Bennett. So I don't know what the Freak Show is. I think it's carnival-based. It's not like The Covenant was, but it's going to be different. American Horror Story every season changes the whole nature of the program. So this season 4 is going to debut in October. So if you want to check that out, it's October. They didn't announce the date, but I'll make sure I put it out there. But Patti LaBelle, I'm glad to see Patti LaBelle coming out and doing some acting. I'm always happy to see Patti LaBelle. So I just wanted to share that. But now I just wanted to remind you, you're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. We are going to take a break and come back with more of the program. Now you can call in, join us. Area code 909-265-9189 to join the program. Hey, we have much more left on the program. We're going to talk about, our main topic today, Stephen A. Smith and that domestic violence. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this one, so I just wanted to make sure I say that up front. We have Uncle Ruckus Wax, you know, Stacey Dash and all of those. And we may even talk about Felicia Rashad. You know, she made some comments about the critics of The Cosby Show. So maybe we'll talk about that when we come back from break. So we'll be back after this. You're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. We'll be back.
When was the last time something made your jaw drop? Campbell's has 24 new soups that will make it drop over and over again. From jam and jerk chicken to creamy Gouda bisque, see what's new from Campbell's. It's amazing what soup can do.
When we created the Acura RLX, we decided to take the other road. We believe luxury isn't about bling or flash. Courage invites critics. Go ahead. Future innovations are born from conversations. And sometimes the road that's less traveled is the one that surprises you. Introducing the Acura RLX.
What's the biggest number you can think of?
A trillion, billion, zillion.
That's pretty big. How about you?
10.
Okay. How about you?
Infinity.
Can you top that?
Infinity and one.
Actually, we are looking for infinity plus infinity. Sorry.
What about infinity times infinity?
It's not complicated. Bigger is better. And AT&T has the nation's largest 4G network.
Adidas and Adidas are sneaker leaders for years. You can say what you wanna, but my Adidas is here. The tire flyer no higher, like 40 Benz in a Jag. Acting a rapper alive, the rib invented the swag. I'm in my pro models that I model like the pro. I go full throttle, I'm a lot like Sarah Cole. White superstars with the three black stripes. I'm like a god when I'm rocking this mic. We roll hip hop and all of the sports. The man on the beat is a track, of course.
You're white. Start out with a bright future. Then, over time, they become dull and begin to lose their luster. Because washing in the Bargain brand can leave dirt from the wash on your clothes, causing your whites to get dingy. New improved Tide Plus Bleach helps to remove the dirt in one wash to bring your whites back to bright. Turning whitish to wow. Tide Plus Bleach. Style is an option. Clean is not.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime on S3 Radio. Hey, you know, it is back to school time. You know, next week we are going to be at our anniversary mark on Black Crime. So hopefully we'll get everyone in, you know, Ty, Finesse, Daniel, Kamish. We'll probably bring everyone in. But if you're on the line now, feel free, hit one. I'll bring you in on the show. If you have any questions or comments about some of the things that's on this particular program or not, remember you can always write us, S3 Radio. Oh, no, BOBC@soulofsyracuse.com. That's BOBC@soulofsyracuse.com. Now, on this program, we are talking Stephen A. Smith. You know, he made some comments about domestic violence and got suspended for a week, but of course, well, I'll save that. We're going to talk about that. Indy Irie speaks about, she writes pretty much an open letter about people talking about Blue Ivy's hair. So I just want to make sure I cover that story. And Uncle Ruckus Watts, Stacey Dash, joins Fox News. All right, now before I get started on those particular topics, I don't know why I'm studying over this. Actress Felicia Rashad talked about critics of The Cosby Show. Now, she's a Tony Award-winning actress. She is arguably the most iconic TV mom in history. And she's taking on, you know, she's talking about the role of a new family monarch in this high anticipated drama of Frankie and Alice, right? So this, she has another project going on. And Rashad stars in Halle Berry's mother in the film, in which the Oscar winner plays this multiple personality disorder caused by some traumatic incident from childhood. I don't know the name of the show, but she's going to be in a movie with Halle Berry, right? Okay, so Rashad, who starred as Claire Huxtable for 8 seasons, she was in an interview, and she talked with MSNBC's TheGrio.com, and she talked about a criticism of the sitcom that she received. And she said, of course, there were critics, the Huxtable family, in terms of the parents' personalities and professional development. Is not an invention of the 80s, is what Rashad said. She said, if you know anything about people and anything about history at all, you know that there were people of color who were educated, and there, this is her words, there ain't been a time in this world that has not been so, and people need to get a grip. So I wanted to make sure I say that, because people need to get a grip about educated black folks. I thought we got past that, but apparently people keep asking her about it, so she needs to put her foot down and say what she thought was going on. So that was Felicia Rashad talking about, you know, this criticism, the Cosby Show, that they're still getting. I'm totally amazed by that. So just wanted to share that. Now, you know, in another story, Blue Ivy's hair. Now, Indy Ivy writes and speaks out on Essence.com. You know, Beyonce and Jay-Z's two-year daughter, Blue Ivy, has been harshly scrutinized by the public because of her, what they called, unkept hair. So the public criticism hit its peak when a change.org petition called Comb Her Hair was launched, demanding that Beyonce take better care of her child's hair. Now, that was kind of nuts to me, but singer-songwriter India Ivy has decided to speak out and defend the toddler. So she says, why does anyone get the idea that it's okay to make fun of a child? In the public, no less, the celebrity culture that hypnotizes people into thinking a person is literally not real because you see them on television is a spell the watcher, him or herself, must break. Now, Blue Ivy is a child, and anyone thinking to themselves right now, but she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth, and she says, so what does that matter? What I say, you know, denying any person their humanity, is a game we should stop playing. And she said, why? Because it's the kind of person you want to be, why not be the person who is loving towards humankind as a whole and people as individuals. So she said, why not be a person, why not be person protects the heart of the children? Why not be a person who protects the heart of children? And she said, I think all of these people making negative comments would feel the same way. Blue Ivy's hair was too done. She said, if she had a relaxer of hair pulled too tight on the edges, they would still criticize it. She said, being gentle with child's hair is simply appropriate. This goes for the same for all children. Come on, y'all. LOL. We're better than this. So that was India Ivy's. You know, she had to make a comment because she just said she got tired of people criticizing Blue Ivy in her hair. The petition creator on change.org, Jasmine Tolliver, thought it was hilarious and seemed to be reveling in her newfound celebrity since launching the document. Now, she launched this thing called Comb Her Hair. Okay, and whoever this Jasmine Tolliver is, that is not funny. So hopefully she'll get to learn a lesson at some point of not kind of going in on somebody's child. That just seems kind of silly that she would do that. I don't know. That's just me. It just seems like a bit too much. Now, I don't really have too much opinion on that either, just that you shouldn't be making fun of children in their hair. That's just me. Now, before, you know what, we're going to go to, I'll have to set this up like we always set it up, because before we actually take a break and come back with our actual meat of the program, I think we have an Uncle Ruckus Watch, and before we, you know, bring everyone in for Uncle Ruckus Watch, I think we should probably do our regular break. So, you know, bear with me just one second. And because, you know, our Uncle Ruckus Watch is Stacey Dash, just in case you didn't know. And she made some comments, but she is going to get the full treatment today. Matter of fact, I should kind of wait on this so that Finesse gets a chance to join in on his girl, Stacey Dash. I think that's still his girl. Maybe not. Maybe not. Oh, by the way, you're listening to Black on Black Crime on SB Radio. You can call in and join us, 909-265-9189. And by the way, we also have, you know, for everyone on the line, if you hit one, I just want to thank you for being here. You know, we're coming up on our 3-year anniversary on the show. I am very happy about the numbers and everyone turning out to listen to the broadcast and some of the rebroadcasts, you know, summertime. So some of the folks have been missing, but, you know, I'm glad you decided to tune in and join us weekly on the program. So, hey, if you want to send us an email, it's bobc@soulofsyracuse.com. You can also check us out on Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com/BOBC show. Man, I had to go look that up. Can you remember BOBC show at Facebook if you want to kind of just go check us out and just kind of send us a kind of a note here or there. You know, you can get everybody on there. So, cool, if you want to go check that out. And again, our number, 3, I almost got that wrong, 909-265-9189. Now, before we go any farther, because we're going to do Stacey Dash's story up front, we're going to do it the right way.
I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration that made ladies sing the blues. I'm the spark that makes your idea bright. The same spark that lights the dark so that you can know your left from your right. I am the ballad in your box, the bullet in the gun, the inner glow that lets you know to call your brother son. The story that just begun, the promise of what's to come. And I'ma remain a soldier till the war is won. Won.
All right, so today on our Uncle Ruckus Watch is Stacey Dash, you know, the actress Stacey Dash. She joined Fox News. So Clueless Actress, it was the movie that she was in, and pretty much Clueless Actress, Stacey Dash joined Fox News as a contributor. Now, Fox News, she has been on for a little bit by now, and she said her Republican beliefs caused, you know, her a firestorm for the 47-year-old actress during the 2012 elections, where she publicly announced her support for Mitt Romney. In the past 2 years, she has made several appearances on Fox as a guest commentator, including an appearance on the Fox News show Outnumbered as a guest panelist. She said, "I just think that Democrats and the liberals have taken advantage of show business, but California and show business is the purest form of capitalism, and that's a fact." This is Stacey Dash talking, is what she said during an interview, an appearance on Fox and Friends in April. She went on to explain that she is a proponent of states' rights. I don't think she even knows what that means, and the importance of localized government programs. Now, Dash became a conservative their conservative darling in 2012 when she started speaking out about politics after she revealed that, unlike many American voters, she supported Mitt Romney. Now, she said that she switched from supporting the president because the state of our country. She said she wanted the next 4 years to be different at that time. Now, Stacey, just so that you know, our economy came back. We had very low inflation. Matter of fact, we've had growth, and so our GDP is good. Our deficit is cut in half. Our regular federal deficit is cut in half since President Obama. So more than 8 million, more like 12 million people have health insurance now. And your butt it does not have, you know, $12 a gallon gas prices. So just in case she didn't get the memo, I know she's on Fox News and they don't do news on Fox News. I thought we'd give her, you know, I would call it the gas face, but we'll give her something else. So I just wanted to give that a shout to Stacey Dash and tell her, Stacey, you are losing your mind. All right, so there you have it. That was Uncle Ruckus Watch. But we're going to take a break and come back. You're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. And I'm going to try not to, in honor of James Brown, cause too much more static on the program. All right. Now, thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more of the show. You're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. You can call in to join us, 909-265-9189. For more of the show. All right, we'll be back after this.
What should I do? Should I admit that I've made mistakes? Should I remind you that I've done this before?
Should I give you a history lesson?
What should I do? Should I tell you how much fun we had? So, this went well. Should I really believe I ruined my legacy? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Should I have my tattoo removed? Want to see my shiny new shoes? Should I just sell shoes? Shiny new shoes? Or should I tell you, I am not a role model. Hi, Chuck. Seriously, what should I do? Should I tell you I'm a championship chaser? Did it for the money? Ring? Should I be who you want me to be? Should I accept my role as a villain? Maybe I should just disappear. Should I stop listening to my friends? They're my friends. Should I try acting?
He's got to deal with the heat, man. Be patient. After a while, the temperature drops, and everything is free and easy.
Should I be writing this down?
Uh-huh.
Should I make you laugh?
Should I read you a soulful poem? Shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. But still, like air, I'll rise.
Or should we just clear the deck and start over? Coming through here! What should I do? Should I be who you want me to be?
So I've come up with a family emergency plan.
Great. What is it?
It's difficult to talk about, so I'm not telling you.
How will we know what to do?
You won't.
I'm so glad I won't have to remember anything.
And me too. Thanks for this, sweetie.
Talk to your kids about who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information.
If I got to go to college, oh my goodness, I like discovering new things. You get to see what works for you and what doesn't. That helps you evolve as a person. You get to make like a supernova of skill or talent or whatever it is. I've always wanted to go to college. I just feel like that's my destiny. My name is Queen, and I am your dividend.
From the frozen tundra, deep inside the White House kitchen, Richard Sherman and his Seahawk sous chefs are hard at work to create a healthy school lunch that kids will love. This is how champions are made. Let's go to our sideline reporter to hear more.
Richard, take me through your final plate.
Well, let me tell you, we the best chefs in the game. So when you try us with an easy meal like salmon cakes and succotash, that's the result you're going to get.
Wow, Richard, where'd you learn how to do all this? I mean, corn, succotash, salmon cake?
Well, Miss Obama, I know how important it is for everybody to eat right. And whether you're a pro athlete or just a kid at school wanting a healthy meal, you got to put the right fuel in your body in order to perform at your best.
I couldn't agree more, Richard. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, ready to eat?
Always ready to eat.
Good.
Nice. This succotash has a little kick to it.
All right, sir, could you throw me a bottle of water, please?
Woo!
You know what's doing that?
Good job.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. You know, I want to welcome you onto the show. And before we go into it, you know, there was a story where TLC's T-Boz and Chili went against Rihanna. So I didn't know if this was a Black on Black Crime, but I just thought I'd bring this story up. Now, TLC, which is one of the top-selling female groups of all time, and they are proud to say that they did most of it without having to sell sex. Now it seems like today's most popular female singers are showing skin. So, you know, before I really wanted to get into the story, it happened a little bit ago, but I wanted to make sure that we talked about it on this program because it just seems like that was, I don't know, just kind of out of bounds a little bit. So here we go. Rihanna was named the Fashion Icon of the Year by this CFDA Awards, but not everyone seems to think that she deserved it. So among the critics, T-Boz and Chili of TLC, who slammed the pop star for some of her, you know, scantily cladded style choices, right? So in a recent interview on Australian TV, T-Boz said, "Every time I see you, you don't have to be naked." So in response, Rihanna took Twitter and changed her background photo to a topless image of TLC. Then she published a series of subtweets, including one with a caption that read, "When there's no changing the fact that I'm me, and they're, well, they're them." So they went on back and forth with all this, and it said, "It's hard for us to say anything because anytime we do, people say that TLC is jealous and they call us, but I must call a spade a spade," is what T-Boz wrote. So she said, "We became the biggest girl-selling group of all times with our clothes on, and that says a lot," is what Chili added. She said, "We go around, too, with booby cakes all day long." She said, "We could go along with booby cakes all day long," but they don't. And by the way, you know, Rihanna was also criticized by the ad that was released promoting her perfume, and she was seen but wearing nothing but underwear. And she's sitting on the floor with her legs raised and all this with a large bottle of perfume. But it's an ad. And since it's been banned in the UK because it was too sexually suggestive. But, you know, I am going to say how the game is normally played on Black on Black Crime, that since TLC, Chili, and T-Boz criticized her, when we know that there's always been risque stuff on the air, I'm going to say that they committed a black on black crime, because technically you can do that with entertainers all day, and they didn't have to focus on Rihanna for this one. So I'm going to go with black on black crime for TLC today, since, you know, I'm here holding it down for a minute. I'll make sure I put that out there for those who don't know what black on black crime is. So black on black crime, just in case you didn't hear the beginning of the show, black on black crime is when black people overtly criticize, analyze, overtly focus on other black people in areas they won't consider white people or anyone else. So that's what a black on black crime is. So for the TLC Rihanna stuff, I'm going to yell and say that that was technically a black on black crime, if you don't know what one is. All right, now, there is also, you know, we did talk about the Blue Ivy and her hair, India Ivory. We did go through our Uncle Ruckus watch of, good Lord, what is her name? Stacey Dash. And let's move on to the Dr. Michael Eric Dyson. I want to call him Eric Michael Dyson. But anyway, Michael Eric Dyson versus Cornel West, because we did not cover this the last time we had a show. Now, Michael Eric Dyson was at the National Action Network convention a couple months ago, and he said to Cornel West, you know, you ain't important. So the TV host, radio personality, author, professor, and minister, Dr. Eric Michael Dyson, responded to Cornel West's criticism for supporting President Obama. Now, Dyson indirectly talked about West before directly addressing him at Reverend Sharpton's National Action Network annual convention. He said, before I give you Dyson's comments, I want you to know that he's responding to comments made by West with Democracy Now, with that news program, where he said that Reverend Sharpton, Melissa Harris Perry, Dr. Dyson were bought and paid for by a Negro network, MSNBC, is what he said. So Michael Dyson responded to that finally, because he took him a while to do it. I guess he thought about it and didn't want it to go unchecked. So what he said was, the prophetic attempt is to believe that your voice is the only voice. You think that your vision is the only vision. That's what makes you a genius at a certain level. He said, that's the nature of genius, but you're tripping because you're not the only one. So that's what Dyson stated. And he said, I don't see humility in a lot of Negroes talking. He said, they act like it's my way or the highway. You're not Frank Sinatra. And to be honest and humble, in your genuine terms, not the public performance of humility masquerading as a huge ego. Now, this is Dr. Eric Michael Dyson talking, by the way, or Michael Eric Dyson talking. He said, no amount of hair can cover that. Now, with Bill Clinton, you're bragging about access to the White House. If access is a problem, it was a problem then. Not because you didn't get a ticket to go to the inauguration for Obama, Dyson said. As he noted the source of his conflict with West, I'm not talking about just West. He ain't the only one. But since he's been in public about it, here's my response to the criticism. I love you, but you can't talk about love and act unlovingly. He said, it's the personal assault on the president that I found problematic, not the principled critique. He said, I'm not mad at a principled critique, but you still could be wrong. But when you started indicating my soul, yeah, when you started indicating my soul, like I've given my soul over to the president or the devil, you're now, he said, you're tripping. He said, you ain't that important. You're not God to be able to make, to be able to leverage the divine assignment of privilege or punishment. So that was Dr. Michael Eric Dyson talking about, and I'm going to go on the record already by saying that that is not a black-on-black crime, because he's just addressing what Cornel West has said about him, and we need to be really careful about that part, because he was tripping, you know, just to call people out. Now, here are some internet comments about what was going on with that. One of the comments says, Mr. Dyson, Smiley and West, that would be Tavis Smiley, and Dr. Cornel West together are no match for you. You're brilliant. There's nothing more to say. Remember, they want Hillary to win. That was an internet comment. We have another one that says, I'm truly ashamed of West and Smiley. They're putting them together like they're a song and dance team on the road. Now, he said they're jealous. It says their jealousy is so apparent that their credibility is lost in their tirade against the president. All this about helping the black community, and all the while they're invested in investment. They're invested in investments that aren't exactly helpful to the black community. As Ed Schultz said, after one of West's tirades about the president on his show, it sounds personal to me. It sounded personal to me as well. And helping everybody, the president is truly helping black America as well. So I agree with that comment, and I just want to say, you know, again, I think that that falls into our black-on-black crime side of the aisle. So, hey, we're going to go with that. That is a black-on-black crime, no matter how you slice it. So, anyway, we want to welcome you listeners and say, hey, if, for those on the line, you can hit 1 to join the program. You know, this is our counterpoint program, Black on Black Crime. So I'm going through some of the stories that we missed. This is kind of backfilling, and we want to catch up before we get to our anniversary shows next week and the week after. So, you know, we took some of the summer, took our summer vacation, and let some of our stories build up. So here, this was another one, you know, the Dr. Cornel West or Dr. Michael Eric Dyson versus Dr. Cornel West. We talked about Felicia Rashad, actress, Tony Award-winning actress Felicia Rashad, and her critics of The Cosby Show. Our Uncle Ruckus watch was Stacey Dash and Fox News. We talked about that. And we're going to go into some entertainment updates. But first, before I do that, I want to talk about our main topic today, which is Stephen A. Smith's firestorm on domestic violence. Now, Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice was suspended for 2 games by the NFL following an off-season arrest. Now, in May, Rice entered a pretrial diversion program to avoid trial and jail time for the altercation with his now wife, and at the time she was his fiance. Now, ESPN analyst Stephen A. Smith on his show First Take admonished men who hit women, but said that women should not provoke men into hitting them. Now, he said, I've tried to employ the female members of my family, some whom you've all met and talked to, and what have you gained, or what is it, I guess, is what he's saying. This is Stephen A. Smith, by the way. This is what I've done my whole life, is to, he said, let's make sure that we don't do anything to provoke wrong actions, is what he was telling his sister. So the conversation kind of went like, well, I guess I should say it this way. Stephen A. Smith told his sisters to not provoke fights, because you know that I'm going to jump in and I'm going to clean house, you know, if somebody puts their hands on my sisters. But what he was telling his sisters is not to provoke people fighting them. the men in, you know, in that case, in relationship. Now, Smith then took to Twitter to defend his stance, and as you'd expect, that made things worse. Then he deleted the tweets and wrote a statement apologizing. Now, here is where I'm going to have to disagree with everything. He had to apologize for making a statement that he was telling his sisters to not invoke violence. Now, he didn't say anything about he is patting anybody on the back for domestic violence. He was just saying he didn't want his sisters involved in those kind of altercations because he was going to jump in. So if you look at it from that perspective, it wasn't a bad Stephen A. Smith statement. But here is what his apology says. He says, "My series of tweets a short time ago is not an adequate way to capture my thoughts, so I am using a single tweet via Twitlong to more appropriately and effectively clarify my remarks from earlier today about the Ray Rice situation. I completely recognize the sensitivity of the issues and the confusion and disgust that my comments caused. First off, as I said earlier, I want to reiterate strongly that it's never okay to put your hands on a woman, ever. I understand why that's important. That important point was lost in my comments, which I did not come out as I intended. I want to state very clearly, I do not believe a woman provokes the horrible domestic abuse that are sadly such a major problem in our society. I wasn't trying to say that or even imply it when I was discussing my own personal upbringing and the important role the women in my family have played in my life. I understand why my comments have been taken the other way. I should have done a better job articulating my thoughts, and I sincerely apologize." Now, I want to say this for Stephen A. You know, matter of fact, I'm going to say this for me. So send your letters to BOBC@soulofsyracuse.com. Technically, what he said was totally different than what everybody else is making him say. And nothing drives me crazier than when people take your words out of context to make you explain something else. Now, I am usually on another radio show. I'm kind of a guest panelist on the show. And every time I say something, there's a female panelist that always says something like, "Well, you're not saying the opposite," right? Like, we have to always clarify what we're not saying, which is crazy. So Stephen A., if you didn't get suspended for a week, I would say not to apologize. But, hey, I know you work for ESPN. The corporation is making you do something. But that's fine. But I just want to say that, you know, I agree with you. Don't put your hands on nobody, everybody across the board. But women, you just cannot go back and hit folks and expect people not to hit you back. It's just not going to happen. Now, Whoopi Goldberg, Oscar-winning actress Whoopi Goldberg, and host of The View, Whoopi said she went off on The View, agreeing with the original point that Stephen A. made. Goldberg said that if a woman hits a man and then he hits back, she shouldn't be surprised by it. She said, if you hit somebody, you can not be sure you're not going to get hit back. So keep your hands to yourself, in other words, is what Whoopi Goldberg said. So I want to agree with that and just say, hey, Stephen A., sorry you had to apologize, but I don't think you're wrong for that. Just wanted to get on the record and make sure we cover that on Black on Black Crime. I'm sure when our panelists come back that they will agree or disagree, but don't put your hands on anybody, but don't expect just because you're female somebody not to hit you back. Nobody believes in domestic violence, whether it's man or woman or woman or man. Nobody agrees with that. Just want to make sure we put that out there. Now, I just want to remind you, you're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. You can call in and join us, 909-265-9189. For everyone online, if you hit one on your line, I will bring you in. Else, we will continue with some news and entertainment. Like we have, I'm sorry, the world of news and entertainment. Had to make sure I put that out there correctly. Now, in the world of news and entertainment, here's what's going on. The premiere episode of Erin McGruger's controversial comedy show, Black Jesus, was a big hit for Adult Swim on the Cartoon Network. Now, amongst total viewers, the show, which premiered Thursday night, pulled in just over 2 million viewers and topped all other cable show programs competing on that same day. Now, the series finds Jesus living in present-day Compton, California, on a daily mission to spread love and kindness throughout the neighborhood with the help of a small but loyal group of downtrodden followers. Now, again, this is Adult Swim. There may be some inappropriate languages. It is not for kids, but it's a comedy. And actually, I saw it. I don't really have an opinion of it yet, but I know that some people have been fighting to get it off the air, and looks like its ratings are knocking everybody else out the box. So congratulations to Erin McGruger. Since he's not doing the Boondocks anymore, I have to say, hey, good job on and good luck on your program, which also has John Witherspoon in it. You can't go wrong with having John Witherspoon in your program. Now, Cat Williams will return to HBO for his second stand-up comedy special on the network. It's now set for August 16th at 10 p.m. It's going to debut on HBO. It was taped at Citizens Bank Arena in Ontario, Canada on May 17th, but the exclusive hour-long presentation is directed by Spike Lee, and Spike Lee is also directing Jerrod Carmichael's first HBO stand-up special, which has been taped in the Comedy Store in Hollywood, but will debut later this year. So Spike Lee has a couple of films that's coming out, and also these comedy specials. So Cat Williams, check it out, August 16th on HBO. All right. Malcolm Jamar Warner has launched, or he has landed a role with that will be the seventh and final season of FX motorcycle club drama Sons of Anarchy, which returns to the network on September 9th. Warner will play a character named Sticky, who happens to be a member of the Grim Bastards motorcycle gang and right-hand man to T.O. Cross, which is Michael Beach's character. Now, I don't watch the program, so if you want to call in and let me know how that program is, I'd appreciate it. Or, again, you can send it to Black on Black Crime, BOBC, at soulofsyracuse.com if you have seen any information on that program. But I'm actually curious. I haven't seen it. Maybe I'll have to catch it in a rerun. I don't know. All right, so we have also, let's see, Occident Media introduces the next generation of female MCs in their new docuseries, Sisterhood of Hip Hop, is premiering Tuesday, August 12th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard to introduce the up-and-coming stars of hip hop. Occident will air a preview special. They already aired a preview special and giving people a look at it. So the Grammy Award-winning artist T.I. is the executive producer of this particular show. John Ridley has inked a deal with ABC, which will see the writer, director, and producer develop new projects for the studio. Now, the Oscar Award-winning writer of 12 Years a Slave already has a new project set up for ABC. The upcoming crime drama called American Crime, which debuts on the network next season. Ridley also is, Jimi Hendrix film that's starring Andre Benjamin. Yes, that's what he's doing, the Jimi Hendrix film. And also, you know, you can check out that Africa Channel. It announced that it's making television history. And with a new morning show called Espresso. It's the first series to ever air live on the African continent. And then it's taping on the same day in the U.S. Upon its official premiere is this fall. So check your cable news networks for more on that. So I just wanted to remind you, you're listening to Black on Black Crime. We'll check you out next week with more of the show, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, we're coming up. The whole gang will be here. We are going to do our anniversary shows coming up. So thanks for joining us, for everyone on the line, everyone in the chat. We'll see you again next week. You're listening to Black on Black Crime on SB Radio. All right, check you out next week.